Watch, Washington Governor Jay Inslee clueless on Seattle takeover, news to me. By Joel B. Polak on June 10, 2020. Washington Governor Jay Inslee was stumped Wednesday afternoon when a reporter asked him at an online press conference about the takeover of part of downtown Seattle by radical leftists. "That's news to me," he said, laughing. As Breitbart News and several other sources reported Tuesday, radicals associated with the Antifa organization took over several city blocks and began erecting barricades. Police had abandoned the area, and reporters were chased away. The radicals are protesting in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, but took their demands even further, and are attempting to establish an anarchist region within the city, claiming to have liberated Capitol Hill. A reporter asked about it during Inslee's press conference. "Q, Governor, I'd like to ask you about what's going on in Seattle. There's this thing called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What's your thought on that, the fact that the protesters have taken that over, and not allowing people to come and go freely?" "A, well, that's news to me. So I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that from any credible source." Laughs. "Not that you're not credible, it's just that I, before I espouse an opinion, I should know of which I speak." Laughs. There were reports that a man named Roz Simone had taken effective control of the occupied area, with an armed gang. On Wednesday evening, President Donald Trump weighed in, demanding, "Take back your city now." The occupiers are demanding the abolition of police, free health care, and amnesty for illegal aliens, among other priorities. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.